Proclamation number 3261 of 19th of September, 1944. End battle with or without Jesus Christ. The believing Christian, i.e., the person who lives on earth in full faith in the divine Redeemer and his work, will feel great relief in the coming battle of faith, for the graces of the act of salvation will obviously flow to him. The strength of will and thus also the strength to overcome the adversary, which can be described as everything that is carried out in the battle of faith as measures against the believers. Faith in Christ is the strongest weapon, and the fear of the enemy will be far away from anyone who deeply and firmly believes in him. For his protection and love surrounds his own, the people who are faithful to him and take all adversities upon themselves for the sake of his name. And he will also help them in earthly adversity and distress. He will supply them with what they need for their body. He will give them the strength to persevere. He will supply them with his word directly or through intermediaries. And he will also protect the recipients of the word and grant them the gift of speech, which will always and everywhere smooth the way for them if earthly power calls them to account. And daily and hourly he will be ready with his help and guide them through all dangers of the body and soul. But those who lack faith in Christ will be much troubled by the battle of faith. These are people who are not entirely distant from God, who certainly believe in a higher power to which they will one day have to answer, who also acknowledge this power by being afraid to deny God, but who have no connection with Christ, who doubt his act of salvation, who therefore deny Christ as Redeemer of the world and Son of God. These will experience severe hardship if they have to make a decision, for they will lack the strength to endure everything that is done against the believers. And their distress of soul will increase if they see the strength of the Christian's faith and yet cannot believe in Jesus Christ with conviction until they have penetrated the knowledge of the significance of the act of salvation. And therefore the believers in Christ will have the task of instructing and lovingly helping them to believe in Jesus Christ. And therefore, through the word of God from above, people will again and again be guided into the right realization, and as soon as they have the will to help their fellow human beings, they will also be given the gift to be able to speak when the adversity of the time and of people requires it. For faith in Jesus Christ cannot be eliminated in the end time. He alone gives people the strength to persevere and fearlessly take up the fight. Yet these fighters of Christ will not be defeated despite the adversary's great power, for Jesus Christ himself leads his army and he truly provides it with the best weapons which guarantee complete victory, even though the flock of his fighters is small and severely antagonized by the adversary. But anyone who enters this battle without Jesus Christ will be in danger of being overthrown. He will not be able to resist and maintain the little faith in God he possesses. He will become fickle due to the hardship of life which the profound believer has to take upon himself. And in the end he will fall away, for he is powerless as soon as he does not make use of the grace of the act of salvation. But in order to do so, he is to be able to believe in him, he is to unite with Jesus Christ in full faith and appeal to him for strength and grace for the sake of his merciful love. It will be a difficult battle for the believers, but never hopeless, for where God contends there is victory. But God and Christ are one. And you humans, who are instructed by God himself, are to help your fellow human beings attain this faith, this knowledge, so that it will be easy for you to enlighten those who are still profoundly ignorant. This is your mission to which God has called you and which you should always and constantly carry out so that the final battle will also be successful for many people who still lack profound faith. For God has mercy on every soul which does not resist him, and therefore he sends his messengers to meet it so that it will be helped. Amen.